Good morning. The storm system that brought the rain and heavy wet snow across interior New York and New England on Monday has now departed off into the Canadian Maritimes. Clouds broke up a bit overnight and we're starting off the day partly cloudy and chilly, but not terribly cold with the fresh snow cover across a large portion of the region. Most everyone is in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Skies will be mostly cloudy today as some low-level moisture is left behind the storm, although breaks of sunshine from time to time will allow readings to reach back through the 30s and into the lower to mid-40s on average for daytime highs, which will allow some snow melt to take place. That strong March sun will tend to break through even more the latter stages of the day and will melt even more of the snow. It'll stay dry overnight tonight, with temperatures dropping back into the upper 20s and lower 30s again under partly to mostly cloudy skies. Another storm system will track out of the Ohio Valley and shear off to the south of New York City on Wednesday. On this track, clouds will build in during the day on Wednesday, and skies will be mostly cloudy for the entire region. But it does look like most of the precipitation will remain off to our south. The best chance for a few rain and snow showers will be in the southern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England on Wednesday afternoon. The best chance for more in the way of some sunshine during the day on Wednesday will be farther away from the storm track in northernmost New York and New England, including the Champlain Valley. Highs will average in the mid-40s once again. This will leave us with generally dry weather and a bit of a warm-up for the latter stages of the week. A couple of weak disturbances will pass by Thursday and Friday, so sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Thursday afternoon as we reach 50, and skies will remain mostly cloudy on Friday into the lower 50s. Another system will approach on Saturday with a better chance at a few showers, otherwise mostly cloudy in the upper 40s, and then a stronger storm will push off to our west on Sunday, bringing a good chance of rain for the second half of the weekend as we reach the lower to mid 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, drier weather will return to the I-95 corridor today as high pressure makes a brief stop over the region behind the storm that brought heavy rain and wet snow yesterday. Now, another storm system is going to track out of the southwest and into the central and southern plains. Modest precipitation amounts are expected with this storm in the southwest, the Great Basin, and central Rockies. As it emerges onto the plains, precipitation will increase in both coverage and intensity as it taps into Gulf of Mexico moisture. Moderate to heavy rain is expected to spread from portions of the central plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley, and Appalachians Tuesday into Tuesday night. Thunderstorms with this system may produce severe weather from portions of the central to southern plains, eastward into the lower to mid-Mississippi Valley, and portions of the Tennessee Valley. Localized areas of flash flooding are also possible in these areas as well. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with blowing snow and fog, 18 degrees with a north wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 26 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 28, 82% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.08 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny in the mid-50s, Boston increasing sunshine in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, increasing sun with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 35, that's 3 degrees below normal. 63 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, amounting to 6.1 inches of snow. 6.4 inches now for the month, which is now 2.8 inches of snow below normal. And 48.7 inches for the season, which is 7.4 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 69, set in 1976, and the record low, 0, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:51 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:13 p.m. 12 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with some light drizzle early today, then partly sunny with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of a few rain and snow showers, especially south of I-90 in the lower to mid-40s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Thursday near 50. Mostly cloudy, lower 50s on Friday. Chance of showers Saturday in the upper 40s. A good chance of rain Sunday, otherwise cloudy in the lower to mid-50s. And a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and a bit cooler Monday in the upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.